A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Lamed Beis, Shabbos 32, pagination 63, but we will start from the Mishnah at the facing page. So we're at the bottom of 62, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis 31b, the last five lines. The Mishnah tells us, Al shalosh averos nasha mesos b'sha'as leidoson. For three sins, women are susceptible to die at the time that they're giving birth. Number one, al she'enan zehiros b'nida, if they're not careful regarding the laws of nida. B'chala, if they're not careful regarding the laws of chala. Uvahadlokas haner, or in lighting the Shabbos candles. Now this is a famous Mishnah, an important Mishnah. It's included, as this entire chapter is, in Bama Madlikin, in part of the Friday evening service. And a lot of questions and concepts come to mind, but this is the principle that the Mishnah is describing, that these three sins will leave her significantly vulnerable in a time of danger.
I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Could I keep it and hold it?
You can ask quickly, and I'll decide either.
I'm not sure why Chala is being chosen here, and the laws of kitchen are not, when women train to keep kosher kitchen, and it seems like it should have a precedence over Chala.
Okay. It's a legitimate question. Is this specifically chala, or is it more generally various laws of kosher? The Gemara over here does give detailed sources as to why these items are specifically designated for such a thing. The Gemara says, "Revius dam nasati bochem," I gave you a certain amount of blood. And I told you there's a mitzvah regarding blood, that's nida. Aliske reishis hizarti eschem, onto the next daf, regarding something that's called first. I gave you a mitzvah, and reishis karasi eschem, I called you first. I called Klal Yisrael first. And ner represents neshama, so Hashem's ner, and the ner that you were supposed to light. So the expression is, I'm on the fourth line of today's daf. If you fulfill them, good. And if not, I'm taking your neshama away. That's the way it's presented. Now, by the time the Gemara is done with this, and the Rishonim also deal with it, it seems that it's not only b'shas leida, when she's giving birth, but any vulnerability. When a person is down, when a person's in danger, these are the biggies, for specifically designated for a woman, that could leave her very vulnerable. The Gemara here on the fifth line of today's daf, U Mem Shin, U Mai Shana, B'Sha'as Leidosan, why specifically at the time of birth, childbirth? Amar Rava, Rava says, Nofal Torah, when the ox falls, Chadeid l'sakina, sharpen the knife. That's the expression. So by a human being, he didn't want to say it, but what he means is, when she's down, she's vulnerable. Someone can give a punch. So we're always worried that the Satan can come ahead and say, now that you're vulnerable, there's this issue and that issue and that issue, and suddenly, very hard to defend yourself because you're down. Look at the first wide line, at the end of the line, V'gavri heichem ivdiki, and when are men checked? Amareish lakish b'shash over malageshar, when they cross a bridge. Used to be that bridges were very vulnerable and risky, and the Gemara says, Gesher v'sula, only when he crosses a bridge. Eima ke'in gesher, it just means like a bridge. Whenever he's vulnerable, he's crossing the border. He's vulnerable, and there are specific mitzvahs that pertain to people that could leave them in danger. That's the basic principle. Obviously, one angle is what happens if a person didn't know about these mitzvahs. So our attitude always by Tinek Shanishpa is let them learn them. Let them do their best. Obviously, Hashem knows the situation that He put a person in. And all things being equal, these are specific vulnerable points. But obviously, if a person didn't know, let them learn. Now, there's an interesting tshuva. I forgot which of the great authorities is the source for this. But he asked, there seems to have been a custom to that if a woman, God forbid, died during childbirth, that she was buried a little bit apart from the rest of the cemetery. And people got the impression and apparently wrote to him or whatever that it's because if she dies during childbirth, she must be a guilty person. And he writes back, absolutely not. It's the opposite. If a woman dies during childbirth, she's like on the honor roll. She died trying to build the Jewish people. And that's where that custom comes from. We absolutely do not attribute on our own that if a woman dies during childbirth, God forbid, that, oh, here's the Mishnah. It's totally not like that. And this Mishnah is simply taken to be an inspiration, a warning that specific mitzvahs are the assignment of the person, and those assignments you have to come through. I'm reminded when we do this and we emphasize specific mitzvahs to the contrast, I believe it's a Gemara in Yuma, between Shaul and David. The Gemara there says that David also had a flaw. Shaul sinned and he lost the monarchy. And David had a flaw and he didn't lose the monarchy. What's the difference? And the Mefarshim say because Shaul's flaw was in monarchy itself. He listened to the people not to listen to the Navi. When he was supposed to kill out the evil Amalek, so he listened to the people and he had mercy on different things. A flaw in your mission is much worse than a general flaw. David has a general flaw. It's not a flaw in his monarchy. He has a flaw. He dealt with Uriah and Bathsheba in an improper way, but he doesn't lose monarchy because of that. You lose monarchy if it's a flaw in the monarchy. And these apparently are women's mitzvahs, and that's how they're known to us, even though candlelighting is equally men and women, but we assign it to the woman. She's the woman of the house. She's in charge. Challah, she's the one in charge of the food. She has this special mitzvah. It dates back even because Chava gave Adam improper food and ruined that rachis. So she has these mitzvahs. Nida Challah ad Lakas Haner. They're women's mitzvahs. And therefore she should be extra careful. And we find that they are. They're tremendously extra careful and they consider this their special mitzvah. The Gemara continues here on the third line, second word, third of the wide. Second word, fascinating nuance of attitude. Rav lo ova b'mavro de Yosef be'akum. Rav would not go over the water if it was together with a person that he thought might be vulnerable to a mishap. Because he didn't want to get pulled. The boat will sink, you know, to him and me too. Amar duma mifked le dina alei. Because maybe the judgment will be against him because it's a vulnerable moment. And I'm going to be pulled down with him. Fascinating that Shmuel, his colleague, had the exact opposite attitude. Shmuel would purposely go with an Akum in the boat. Omar, because he said, Sitna betray umi lo shalit. It's unlikely that the Satan should attack two nations at the same time. So if you have variety on the boat, you're safer. Good. Let's drop down. There's a two dots towards the middle of a line and between the top and bottom. Tuf reish tanu rabbanon. Misha chala v'nata lamos. If a person finds themselves ill and leaning towards their end. Omrim lo, we say to him, hisvade, say vidui. And the Gemara simply presents it over here as a requirement, shekol hamamusim misvadim, because that's what you're supposed to do. You say vidui, you confess, but it's brought that the attitude is that the vidui itself could be the merit by which he achieves a refuah, a healing. Likewise, dropping down another 3-4 lines in the beginning of a line, tshuva umasim tovim. Person does tshuva, person has good deeds, they can also mitigate and change the direction, even though he was vulnerable and he's literally, he's down and out, so to speak, but you could still pull the person out. And the Gemara continues with the pasuk that we use by Kaparis before Yom Kippur, Im yeshal av malach melitz echad mini olef, if there's even one good angel out of 1,000, lahagid la'adam yasho, to speak of the person's goodness, vayichunenu, vayomar, and he can find grace, and it's declared about him, pidu'ehu mireda shachas, redeem him from this destruction, and instead, grant him the recovery. Yashikolach, have a great day.